Now, here's a little question for you. Are you someone that will go above and beyond the call of duty to do whatever it takes to make others in your life happy? If that is the case, then you might be classed as being a people pleaser. But of course, being kind and helpful is a good thing. But sometimes you can go too far, leaving you emotionally worn down, stressed and anxious. Well, joining me now to throw some light on this is psychologist Dr. John Francis Leader. John, thank you so much for coming into us this morning.
Thank you for having me. Great to be here.
Oh, well, it's fantastic that you are here because I've got so many questions for you too. Because obviously, like, being kind, I said it in the opener there, you need to be nice to other people as well, but sometimes you can take it a little bit far. So can you please define from a psychological perspective what people pleasing actually means, John?
Yeah, it's a really important topic because you're right, we all potentially do it to one degree or another. And most of the tricky psychological questions are ones where there's an element of balance.
Yeah.
So if you're talking about something that just makes no sense to do and you never need to do it, that's not really a problem. The tricky things are where you kind of need to do it, but need to know where the limits are.
Yeah.
So I suppose the surface bit is obvious, which is trying to keep other people happy. But really where the psychology comes in is often when we're a people pleaser, what we're trying to do is get this sense of self-worth from pleasing
someone,
people.
Okay.
That's the big distinction. And that's a problem, potentially, because, I mean, you've got over 8 billion people in the world, so who are you going to please? And even if you choose a small subsection of them, they'll probably all want different things.
Yeah.
So you're there trying to create a sense of self-worth through that, and it puts you in a rather stressful position. And you mightn't be able to please them, but also you won't know if you have.
Okay.
And this is where things like social media likes and things like that come in, because often we're trying to use these things as some sort of a measure or a metric to see, are we actually succeeding?
Yeah.
But of course, it's a bit dodgy.
No, it is. I mean, it's not exactly the most reliable source of looking at things. Everyone is kind of a people pleaser to some extent. And like, it is part of being human, I guess. But when does this dip into being a problem?
A big part of it is we're removing ourselves from the picture.
Okay.
So we're focusing externally on the other person, but maybe not on ourself. And that really creates a bit of an issue. And what's interesting is it's also not sustainable because, you know, like if you employ staff to do a job, they need the resources to do a job.
Mm-hmm.
They need to be looked after. There's things like health and safety. So it's almost like that. We've given ourselves a job of keeping other people happy, but we've removed ourselves from the equation. Because if you think about it, there actually are people who potentially might help people an awful lot in their life. They might even do it for a living. Or mm-hmm. they might do it in a voluntary way, but you wouldn't necessarily call them people pleasers.
No.
Because they do it in a way that's well resourced and they look after themselves too. So I think that's one of the big factors.
Yeah, I understand that. Like, I have a friend who just brings to mind straight away that goes above and beyond for everyone, like as in like a colleague, their parent, their brother or sister, but they're always stressed out about it. It's like, no, I actually can't, I don't have time for that because I have to do XYZ because I told them that I do this. Because they've always done it, they've just always been expected to do it, and they're too afraid to drop the ball now because they don't want to let the other person down, but it's causing them such issues.
And that exhaustion, I think, is one of the big symptoms, you know, that people describe. It is absolutely exhausting because this race that we, you know, potentially can't keep up with, never feeling enough. So ideally, what we want to do is start from a place of self-worth. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be perfect, but start from there and then go, okay, being me, now how can I support other people in the world? But when we're doing it the other way, the cart before the horse, it's this race to try and catch up, which is at least tiring.
Yeah, so what are the signs then? Like exhaustion, like you mentioned there, is a sign of, you know, going too far in people pleasing.
So exhaustion is a big one. The feeling of the racing mind trying to measure, again, are we enough or are we keeping people happy is a big one. Because again, you never really reach that point where you go, yes, I'm enough. And I can relax now because there's always the next thing. We often teach people that we'll do things for them. So therefore, then they're ready to ask us for the next thing.
Yeah.
And then that escalates. But low self-worth, difficulties with confidence is a classic. One of the big thing, though, to look out for is sort of the opposite of some of those, which is resentment.
Okay.
Because, of course, we know on some level what we're doing very often. So often it bubbles up and we go, well, why is this other person not reciprocating or why are they not supporting me? And then that leads to tension, which isn't nice and doesn't feel good. So we've got to be really on the lookout for that because there can be that internal conflict. I want to keep a person happy, but also screw them at the same time.
Yeah, but I get that. It's filling someone else's cup up the whole time before your own. And then knowing that they're not reciprocating it, they're not going to fill your cup up. You're going to get them out of a jam, but they would never in a million years to think to ask you for if you would need help. You know, like as in they would take it, but they would never give it. And I understand that resentment as well. That can happen. What are people's reactions if you stop people pleasing? Like in the morning, I just stop it. Like, how do other people react to that?
Well, what's interesting about it is because we often use validation from other people as a kind of a currency, sometimes what we'll tend to do is choose the most difficult cases. So in other words, if that very disapproving person approves of me, I must be doing something right.
Yeah.
So that could be part of the issue. So depending on who the people are, it may be that those people are the kinds of people who would never actually, no matter what we do, really give us the validation that we would want anyway. I like to think of it as a bit of a traffic light system. So, you know, green are people are really supportive. Bring it on. Have those people in your life.
Yeah.
Red is where it's toxic. Okay. Unfortunately, it's not going to work. And if support is needed in that, then it is. Amber are the people that can be a bit tricky to be around, but you can maybe tolerate it if you have good support. So getting those good supports is key.
Okay.
So it can vary. So there may be some people that we need to re-engage with, but others we need to maybe have a bit of distance with.
Yeah, it's just kind of trying to figure out the line for yourself. Why do you think some of us become people pleasers? Like, there's a number of factors. I know you've mentioned there from the very beginning of this that it's a lot to do with, you know, self-worth and self-validation. Is that the main, like, drive behind it?
It's often a bit of a perfect storm because, yeah, if maybe we're not feeling so good about who we are, but also if we're the kind of person who is quite socially minded, quite empathic, quite attuned to other people, mm-hmm. that can be a bit of a dangerous combination, even though it comes from a very good place.
Yeah.
Because those are potentially, you know, the care of others, of course, is a very good thing. But of course, you could think of a good example of, let's say you're a firefighter and you really care about other people, mm-hmm. but it's not a contradiction to be relaxed, confident, look after yourself, well-rested and have boundaries.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that's the kind of thing we're looking for. There's also sometimes a bit of a once bitten twice shy principle. If in the past we've had bad experiences socially, we become primed in a way. We're like, how can we make sure that doesn't happen again?
Yeah.
Just to be able to recognize some of that and work with it.
Are there any long-term effects of this type of behavior, like this character trait in people?
Well, one of the big things that happens is we become so distracted by focusing on other people and meeting their needs that we're not tuned into our own values.
Okay.
So that gets back to that point about resentment. But the funny thing is there's a kind of a paradox where if we're so focused on other people and not on ourselves, we're not recognizing who we are and what we're good at and developing that.
Yeah.
So then we're less good at pleasing people.
Okay. So that's I actually never even thought of that. You're not actually building your own character and your own personality.
Kind of like if you're in the wrong job and you can only ever get so far in the wrong job.
I don't know. Sometimes you can go too far.
Yeah, and that's the problem, isn't it? And then it's kind of the resentment point comes in again, or it just doesn't work for you. So it's really important to, sure, care about other people, but to stop and recognize who you are, develop that, and then you can support people from who you are.
Let's say that there's somebody listening right now who falls into this bracket of people pleasing. What strategies can they do to make a change? I'm sure in theory, like everything, it's actually very simple. But it's probably not.
well, it's both, isn't it?
Yeah.
So if it's severe, of course, getting support is important because there's lots of different cases. Some people are in pretty challenging places in relationships. Other people, it's more just a bad habit. So there's a spectrum in between. But actually just stopping and recognizing yourself in the moment is an important bit, because sometimes the busyness of thoughts and being just caught up in what I need to do for others is just distracting and you don't even do that. Self-worth, as we say, doesn't need to be there for a reason.
Yeah.
So just accepting that you know, you're enough as a starting point. And from there, of course, you can build on that a bit more. One thing I think on your point about kind of big changes and how to implement them, a lot of the time practicing small, simple changes.
Okay.
You know, the way with fitness, if you were really out of shape, you wouldn't go to the gym on day one and wrench all your muscles and all the big machines.
Yeah.
So it's often a bit similar with people pleasing. So can you practice little boundaries, maybe saying no, or it could even be less than that at first. It might be saying yes, but tomorrow instead of today, if somebody asks you for something.
I can imagine that would make a huge difference.
So
to
still not where you want to be, but it's easing into it.
But that, it's those baby steps. And I'd say a lot of people have never even thought of actually just flipping it a little bit and saying, yeah, I can absolutely do that for you, but today is jam-packed and I won't be able to get to it till Friday.
And the next time you might say, yes, I'll do A, but not B if what you asked, and then working up to it and playing with it a bit.
Yeah, it's again, in theory, very simple. And it's just taking that move so that it becomes a habit. And then, you know, you're protecting your own peace as well at the same time.
Showing up is 9/10 of getting the job done. So little steps help.
There we go. I think that's what we can take from this entire chat today. What would you recommend in terms of people keeping healthy, like having a healthy balance between being a decent health helpful person, you know, that you're going to help someone if they've dropped, like, the arse has fallen out of their shopping bag and they need a bit of help, like, you're going to help them with that. And then chronic people pleasing, that you're going to go in and do the shop for them, deliver to their house, and then they're going to give out to you because you got the wrong brand of eggs.
Just consider yourself and your values part of the mix.
Okay.
I mean, like, think about it. If the Gardaí are on the way to a very serious crime and they see somebody shoplifting, they'll go right past.
Yeah.
You know, so you prioritise and rank based on what actually matters. So if you have a little bit of space to know yourself a bit more, you'll know what your values are. And then helping people, of course, will likely fall in as part of your values, hopefully. Yeah. So then that's a very good thing. But it's not you versus them. It's you and them in some consistent way.
Finally, before I let you go, what point would you say that people may need to tackle this with professional help?
If it's severe and if it's persistent, that's the thing. Because again, we'll all dip into this, I suppose, a bit from time to time. But to the degree it's causing any severe level of stress, it's very important. But also just if in any doubt, because there's lots of great resources out there. And it doesn't mean you need to do a stack of work necessarily, but checking in, getting some guidance can be very useful.
Do you think as well sometimes, because it's something that you maybe grew up with and it's been implemented in your whole life, that you actually don't even really recognise that this is part of the reason why you are so stressed out?
100%. And it can be really social conditioning. And, you know, you'll probably see cultural differences around the world, isn't it? Some people are very good at saying no.
Yeah.
Just can't say.
I have to say, I admire, like, I've got a couple of friends who are German, and no is just a full answer. It's like, no. Yeah. And they don't continue on with, well, I actually can't do that because I need to go here, and I need to get this done. And they're just like, no. And I'm like, follow up with your reasoning why you need to do this. And I love it.
Yeah, so it could be thousands of years ago, our ancestors are the reason why we do it the way we do it like that. And of course, some of it is just communication style, you know, and that's totally okay. But really knowing your values is the first bit. And then from there, you can practice your style of communication.
Yeah. John, we're off to get a text in here that says, the best thing that helped me not to harm myself by being a people pleaser was you can't set yourself on fire to keep somebody else warm.
Well said.
I think that's it in a nutshell, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's
including yourself as part of the mix.
Yeah. John, thank you so much for coming in with us today. I'm sure that this chat is going to resonate with a lot of people today. That was psychologist Dr. John Francis Leader. We're going to be right back after these.